This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. It's Sunday. Owen Schroyer filling in. We're going to have Steve Plotkin at 5 o'clock. We've got a lot of reports coming from Alex Jones that we'll be playing as well. But first, let's go to this report from John Bowne on Operation Gotham Shield.
I continue to be much more concerned when it comes to our security with the prospect of a nuclear weapon going off in Manhattan.
Power outages in San Francisco, New York, Frankfort, Kentucky, and Los Angeles. Coincidence, or were they part of the drill known as Operation Gotham Shield that will finally commence between April 24th and April 26th? Basically, a simulation drill and not the actual detonation of nuclear weapons will be underway. SHTF plan writes, during this exercise, four nuclear devices, two of which are rendered safe during the U.S. Department of Defense Vital Archer exercise, and one successful 10-kiloton detonation in the New York City, New Jersey area, along with one smaller detonation on the U.S.-Canadian border, are to take place. Among the organizations involved are the U.S. Department of Energy, the U.S. Department of Defense, U.S. Domestic Nuclear Detection Office, the FBI, FEMA, NORTHCOM, State of New Jersey Office of Emergency Management, the State of New York Office of Emergency Management, and the City of New York Office of Emergency Management. Of course, when an undertaking of this magnitude occurs, caution dictates that we are again reminded of the outcome of previous government agency drills held days before and sometimes the day of that mirror actual world-changing tragedies.
Nobody in our government, at least, and I don't think the prior government that could envision flying airplanes into buildings on such a massive scale.
But that turns out not to be true. U.S. military planners did envision and practice those very scenarios. As reported by USA Today, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, conducted exercises with fighter jets, simulating hijacked planes flown into the World Trade Center in the 2 years before the attack.
You are actually working today on an exercise that envisioned virtually this scenario.
Almost precisely. I was up until 2 o'clock this morning because it's our job, my own company, Visor Consultants. We specialize in helping people to get their crisis management response out.
Witness number one approached an ATF agent nearby. He claims he asked the agent what had happened, and witness number one says this is what the agent told him.
He started getting a little bit nervous. He tried reaching somebody on a two-way radio. Couldn't get anybody, and I told him I wanted an answer right then. He said they were in debriefing. None of the agents had been in there. They had been tipped by the pagers not to come into work that day. Plain as day, out of his mouth.
Oklahoma City paramedic Tiffany Bible, who heroically responded just minutes after the blast on April 19, 1995, swore in an affidavit. When she arrived, the BATF was in full mop gear, bomb gear, that takes at least 30 minutes to put on. When she asked them, oh my goodness, were you guys hurt inside the blast? They said, no, we got tipped off by our pagers not to come in today.
It's true. Drills are held all of the time. However, adding to the concern is the occultic nature of Operation Gotham Shield. The term Gotham, an old Anglo-Saxon word meaning goat's town, and a nickname for New York City coined by legendary American writer Washington Irving, and later becoming the realm of Batman, has significant Freemasonic influence, linking it to the 33rd degree worship of Baphomet.
All are worthy. Now you can say that again.
That is Bruce Wayne's grandfather, Mrs. Cooper.
His great-grandfather.
I understand he was tapped for Skull and Bones.
Tapped for it? Sir, he founded Skull and Bones.
This ceremony at Ground Zero, preceding the unwelcome construction of the memorial that would be blatantly named the Oculus, could very well be a clear Masonic reference to Aleister Crowley's Thelemic Third Aeon, known as the Age of Horus. According to Crowley, Horus is gradually growing from the idealism of 20th century chaos, i.e. communism, fascism, etc., into an age of human enlightenment. Yet, who has adopted this concept of the coming of the Antichrist as their own? None other than the puppet masters of the elite shadow government and their new world order.
In my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again. for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda.
John Baum for InfoWars.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The globalists are panicking. They're throwing everything they've got at InfoWars right now and trying to destroy my name because they're desperate. They know the planetary awakening of their tyranny is accelerating. And the fact that they are now admitting that I'm enemy number one shows the fact that they understand they are imploding. As everyone has noticed, in the national news the last 2 weeks, I am now being attacked as much as President Trump. Now you have to ask yourselves, why am I being attacked at the level that the president is? I mean, just 6 months ago, the president was being attacked 20 to 30 times more than I was, and I was the second most attacked person. Then it was Stephen Bannon. That is quite a scarlet letter to wear on you, isn't it? But I'm very, very proud of it. And I know that in the weeks to come, we'll be able to fully expose exactly why they're doing that. But here's the main reason. Even in their cooked polls in France, Le Pen is now ahead of the other 10 candidates. She's a nationalist. She's a patriot. It's the equivalent of Ron Paul about to be elected president of France. Nigel Farage is getting ready to run for the Prime Minister of England. His movement, his libertarian movement, that was pretty much launched by InfoWars, in his own words, our listeners in England, he's now sweeping Europe for nationalism and free market capitalism. I would have Nigel Farage on 15 years ago, and he would say, UKIP's been around for 10 years, now it's 25 years. He'd say, you know, it's been around for a decade or so. Now, 25 years. And we didn't get any traction. But as soon as your show got popular in England over the internet, and I did a lot of radio interviews in England, it exploded. That's not credit to me. I was just a focal point for you. You helped launch the nationalist movement for Brexit that's now moving forward for the UK to leave the EU. You helped launch the nationalist movement in France that was already there, but that our listeners in France turbocharged. You get the credit. People like Matt Drudge get the credit. And the reason I'm giving credit here is people understand why they're attacking us. Because we have power. We're promoting ideas of freedom and elected government, not foreign, global, unelected corporate TPP, NAFTAs, GATS, WTOs, IMF, World Banks, UNs. Trump has a lot of problems. But overall, he's a nationalist, he's returning power to America, and he's our president now. And America is now calling the shots for our country. Trump's foreign policy is one of engagement with our allies for U.S. interest and for mutual respect and prosperity. But America isn't controlled by the Davos Group and others now. And that's all over the news. Washington Post, Associated Press, the Davos man is dead, globalism is dead. They denied globalism existed just a year ago and said I was insane. But so many people researched it and found out that global corporate government was real, they can't hide it anymore. So now they want to destroy the leaders of the resistance. Donald Trump, Nigel Farage, Marie Le Pen, myself, and many others. And because I am flamboyant, and I do engage in satire and some things like that. They have picked me to take out of context, to demonize and destroy, to then demonize and destroy the rest of the movement. I'm the beta test. And if I fall, they believe other dominoes will fall. If Trump falls, they believe nationalism that's gaining speed and accelerating because of the fact it's based on liberty and justice and prosperity. They believe that will stop the domino effect of globalism's collapse. They're hitting the alarm button everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. They know they're in crisis. So I want to encourage all of you today to realize the reason every major comedy show, every major late night show, CNN, Fox News, ABC, all of them are attacking me on every news show, every hour, saying nothing but pure lies, knowing I can't respond. Mainly because only The View, ABC News has been lying about me without calling, only The View and only Good Morning America and a few others have called us out of hundreds of shows saying, will you come on and respond to all this disinfo? No one else, we've even done tests at the office and reached out just to see, and they don't respond back. So they sit there lying about me and what I stand for and what I promote and what I believe in, and saying on the news, did you hear Alex Jones says he's a total fraud, just like Donald Trump, and is lying to people? I've never said that. They have demonized me in little pieces where I did satire, like the Joker is one of the big ones. And I say, I'm playing the part of an evil guy to illustrate secret testing on the public. But, you know, the Joker and Batman lore is famous for putting stuff in the water and cosmetics and stuff to poison people. So that's the character I chose over the years to play a few times to say, oh, look, oh, drink the fluoride, take the shots. They go, oh, you believe in all this. You believe in fluoride and shots. And I go, I'm being an actor there. They go, oh, my gosh, we've got you. I know you as a thinking audience understand that's a fraud. But they're trying to brand the people that haven't found InfoWars yet. They're trying to psychologically brand InfoWars with branding. That we're this big fake thing like The Onion because we're not fake. We've educated people. You've educated people about globalism and how it really works. And so that's why they're so upset. That's why they're so scared. That's why they're coming after us. And I know you as an audience know that, but understand this. Now more than ever, stand up for InfoWars. Point out the fact that they hate us because we've exposed thousands of real news stories and have the will to be demonized and not care what happens to us, get the truth out. And support us. Spread the links, spread the videos, spread the articles where we are exposing false flags in Syria, or we're exposing what Kim Jong-un's up to, or we're exposing the unelected TPP and educating the public so Trump can vote to kill it. We've come so far together. We're battling to keep the economy turned on as the globalists try to kill it. We're battling to tell the truth about the good things Trump's doing. And we're battling to be loyal opposition to expose the bad things he's doing. They hate us because they know we're not controlled. They know whistleblowers are getting us intel every single day that's changing the world. They know we'll go with the stories that others are too scared to publish. Like Google admittedly censoring conservative news. We got the secret documents 2 weeks ago. Cernovich was confirmed accurate again. And Google admitted they were doing it, didn't they? And it's over and over and over again. You can trust me all day, but verify what I'm saying. Never believe me. And never believe MSM. When I tell you that it's in the Obama bill, that it has death panels, doubles prices, and doesn't let you keep your doctor, and that the architects of it are bragging that it's meant to ruin regular health care, Ezekiel Emanuel and Jonathan Gruber are on C-SPAN saying that. You can search engine them admitting the plans to destroy regular health care and bring in a total corporate system with single payer where they can charge you whatever they want. Again, 99% of what we cover is totally verifiable and documented, and that's why they hate it. That's why they're so scared. We call MSM out on their lies, and it's because they're so discredited and so hated and so maligned that they now believe they've got to demonize us and try to destroy us because the fraud can't exist while the real thing is there. So the fraud is saying we're the fraud. The imposter is saying we're the imposter to destroy us and then hoping somehow they can reverse the tide of the public's awakening. Mainstream dinosaur media has a 6% approval rating in an AP and Gallup poll. You go look at online surveys, we've got like an 85% approval rating. On Google, we have 97% average YouTube votes up. Everybody knows that. That's why they're freaking out. That's why they're so scared. That's why they're doing this, because they're desperate, because they're jokes, and they know they're frauds. So I want to thank you all for your continued prayers, your support. We have a lot of great products we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, where we directly fund their operation. You've seen them take our sponsors. Please pray for us. Please pray for justice. Please pray for peace in the Middle East and the Korean Peninsula. And even though you don't believe in God, at least go out and speak out for peace and stand up for what's right. No matter what color you are, where you came from, whether you call yourself a conservative, you call yourself a liberal, let's all really promote truth and justice and not buy into the distortions and stereotypes that the MSM puts out against myself and others. Come to InfoWars.com for yourself and actually listen to myself and other great reporters and hear the diverse group of ideas from our guest, where we're not all just agreeing with each other in some cult, but we're trying to build a better world. Again, I want to thank you all for your years of support. All of you out there, you know who you are. I'm Alex Jones, and we're under attack because we have hit the zeitgeist. We are over the target.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, right now they're trying to take back France for the French people instead of the immigrants that want to invade. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on a Sunday. And the latest news, of course, with the French election being that Macron and Le Pen have advanced to the runoff, which will occur next month. Of course, you're already seeing the early polls. Macron will win this, Le Pen will win that. Who really knows until it all is said and done? But, you know, I'm reading all these stories, and it's so funny. I keep seeing Marine Le Pen being labeled as the far-right populist. And they use this vernacular as a demonization type of thing. And I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, why is this a why are you demonizing a populist? Why is it bad to be a populist? That's what's popular. That's what most people want. That should be a good thing. A populist leader would be a good leader, you would think. But no, when it's Marine Le Pen, the populist, it's bad. And they always say far right, far right, far right, far right, far right, alt right, this right, 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 right. I've never claimed right or left or anything like that. But this is the Overton window that we see politics through. But you know what? It's funny. It's like, here's what the far right really is. It's we're by so far right that we're the far right. So we are by so far right compared to the left that we are the far right. It's not left and right directional. It's we are so much more right than them. And you read these stories. Here's what the defeated conservative candidate Francois Fillon said. Extremism can only bring unhappiness and division to France. As such, there is no other choice than to vote against the extreme right. Wait a second, though. The division in France. Think about this. What's been going on in France? What has been the division? What has been in the news? Okay, well, you've had rioting happening in strong immigrant areas. Okay, so there's some division that comes from leftist policies. And then you've got the uprising of the French citizens that are sick of those policies, which has caused more division. So that's more of the left causing the division. But according to the quote-unquote conservative candidate, Fillon, no, that's the division that's going to be brought by Le Pen, even though she's not the one that's been in power while France is being divided and having people, you know, being victimized by terror attacks. No, that's the policies of liberal leaders. But this is a typical leftist liberal who just doesn't live in reality, just refuses to play ball on a reality playing field. Now, if Le Pen wins, she will be the first female president of France. So you would think, there was some sort of a march for women. I remember a woman's march, was it? Was that what it was called? Funded by George Soros. That's right. The Women's March. All these women. I mean, they made it clear, though. Let's be perfectly clear, folks. This wasn't an anti-Trump march. They made this perfectly clear. Even though anybody with two eyes could tell this was completely an anti-Trump march, the march wouldn't have happened if Trump wasn't elected. But nonetheless, let's pretend that we believe the liars of the left and that this Women's March was because we just want to empower women. We just love women. We want to see women rise up in the world. Then these 1 million women marchers must be going crazy because Le Pen is winning, right? They must be celebrating, popping bottles, getting ready to do more marching and more celebrating. Where are all of these women? Where are the million women that did the Women's March, not against Trump, but for women? Where are they? This wasn't a political march, remember? The women's march was not about politics. It was about women and empowering women and women being free and women's rights and women coming up in the world. So they must be loving this, that Le Pen right now could become the first president of France. It's not about policy with these people. The Women's March was not about politics. Don't try to tell me it was. So then all those millions of women, I'm sure, you know, it wasn't an anti-Trump thing. They just wanted to see women come up in the world. So they're going crazy right now in joy because Le Pen is becoming or could become the first female president. No, they're not, are they? No, they're not. And once again, the left turns out to be complete frauds. You know, it's funny. They always turn out to be frauds, don't they? Remember Al Gore? Remember this guy? You know, Al Gore has some $9 million mansion, zero solar panels. Why does the left have to be a complete fraud every time? I mean, every time. Whenever I cover these people, at the end of the story, it always gets stamped with fraud. 1 million Women March, fraud. Not for women, totally anti-Trump. But see, but they can't play it like that because that doesn't virtue signal to all the women out there. See, that failed during the campaign when they tried to smear Donald Trump with all these false accusations, when they tried to smear Donald Trump with all these old Billy Bush tapes. Ooh, didn't work, did it? So they had to do the Women's March. That didn't work either, did it? Now a woman is actually coming to power in France, and they're silent, nowhere to be found, because they're all a bunch of frauds. And I'm being polite by only pointing out to their fraudulent behavior. We know that they call themselves nasty women. On the other side of the aisle, Macron would become, is it Macron? I don't know, I'm not French, but Macron, it just sounds so weird. I sound like an idiot when I'm saying it. 39-year-old maverick eyeing French presidency, he would be the youngest. So either way, this is a serious changing of the guard in France. Whether you like the politics of Le Pen or Macron, either way, this is a changing of the guard. And I think that that's the true story that comes out of the first results from the French election, is that it's a changing of the guard. The old politics of the left are not working, and the French people are done with it. So we will have either the youngest leader of France or the first female leader, and all of the women that marched at the Millions Women March are going to be very, very happy, I'm sure. Oh, and they're also the far right, she's so by far right, they're also saying Marine Le Pen is a Europhobe. Yeah, I mean, I guess if you were afraid that the Euro was going to become a more powerful entity than your sovereign nation, then I guess that you could be labeled a Europhobe. Yes, I guess that that's actually fair. Like I said, they push all of these, they're supposed to be insults, all of these terms to demonize Marine Le Pen. Far right, because she's so by far right. Populist, as if populism is a bad thing. Europhobe, yeah, because she wants France to be sovereign. So all of these terms that they try to paste onto Marine Le Pen are just, well, actually, I think they're kind of compliments, if I'm being perfectly honest with you. I agree with most of them. I would say, yes, far right. She's clearly right. And, yeah. Yeah, she's clearly populist. This is clearly what the people of France want. Yes, and she doesn't want the Euro to take over France, a sovereign nation. Oh, my gosh, what a Europhobe. We can't have Marine Le Pen. We have to have a million women march against Marine Le Pen. More from Alex Jones on the other side.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctor. doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Science is real, is complete and total fake science. And if you understand that, you understand their entire globalist program. The Club of Rome in the 1960s was a powerful consortium of international elites. Much of their private corporate meetings was declassified in the late 1990s in a congressional data dump because they'd been interfacing with the Energy Department and different Senate and House committees. I exposed this in my film Endgame. That's Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It's free online if you'd like to go watch it. It's about 2.5 hours long. Shows the documents highlighted from their internal publications. And the Club of Rome, financed by the UN and others, said, we want to promote that humans are bad and have a system that taxes energy worldwide.
Now, I'm going to get into some new Sandy Hook information here today. Newtown, the massacre. I'm going to break it down, some of the new developments and what's been happening in the media. And the first thing I want to play, though, before I get into this, to kick this off, and I'm going to get back to Donald Trump later, it all ties together, is Madeleine Albright on 60 Minutes with Leslie Stahl 15 years ago, saying 500,000 Iraqi kids dying was a reasonable price to pay.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but we think the price is worth it.
It's a good price, it's worth it. That's 500,000 Iraqi children. The 1991 war was wrong. Turns out Saddam was a CIA operative who was ordered to attack Iran in the Iran-Iraq war, ordered to attack Kuwait, given the green light. U.S. ambassador told him it was okay. Because we all know they got us into that war saying babies were in incubators and got thrown out on the floor and their brains kicked out. And that was by a young lady who was a PR firm daughter, 15 years of age, in acting lessons, who'd never been to Kuwait. Now, what's the new Newtown info, and how does this tie into the tragic event that happened on Obama's watch? The media since day one has said that I said the attacks never happened. When you can go and find myself and Rob Dew and everybody else that works here on air in more than 7 debates that we've done with both sides, people that think the official story was exactly as that happened, and former top school security training experts, law enforcement folks like Wolfgang Halbing, saying he believes nothing happened. Quite frankly, I've said I don't know the truth. But if you've got a government caught lying about WMDs that causes wars, that kill millions of people and hundreds of thousands of children from starvation that Bill Clinton intensified, and people that launched fraudulent wars against Syria, all based on lies, and they do this over and over again, I don't want them to sit there and shake their finger at me like I'm a demon that doesn't care about children being shot in mass shootings. There have been, and I'm not exaggerating, 5,000 articles, because I can look in Google News, type in Sandy Hook Alex Jones, and do an aggregate search the last year, over 5,000 articles saying, I believe that the moon landings never happened. They'll probably clip that out. I do believe they happened. They falsely claim that I said the moon landings never happened. They don't show a clip. They claim that I believe that the Loch Ness Monster is real, stuff like that. Okay? Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds a week. And here is Patient Zero article we found. Donald Trump and the Amazing Alex Jones, New Yorker magazine. This has got to be the most plagiarized story in history. Because I looked at everything from the LA Times, the Associated Press, to everything else I've ever seen with Patient Zero. And they all lift the exact paragraph and don't even change it. This is the most crazy thing I've ever seen. Now, look at this. September 11th attacks. Jones' amazing reputation arises mainly from his high volume insistence that the national tragedies such as the September 11th terror attacks, the Oklahoma City bombing, the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting, and the Boston Marathon bombing were all inside jobs, false flags, or ops secretly perpetrated by the government to increase its tyrannical power and in some cases seize guns. Jones believes that no one was actually hurt at Sandy Hook. Those were actors, and the Apollo 11 moon landing footage was faked. So here are these holier-than-thou people when we question CNN, who supposedly is at the site of Sandy Hook, and they've got, in one shot, leaves blowing and flowers that are out, and you see the leaves blowing and they glitch. They're recycling a green screen behind them. You've got, who's the female lawyer used to be on CNN? Fake southern accent, whatever. She's on there with cars driving in a cul-de-sac in circles, and you see it's the same cars going in circles. And then we've got Anderson Cooper, famously, not just with the flowers blowing in a fake, but when he turns, his nose disappears repeatedly because the green screen isn't set right. And they don't like to do live feeds because somebody might run up. CNN did that in the Gulf War and admitted it. They just got caught 2 weeks ago doing it in supposedly Syria. Then the green screen cuts out and they got, you know, phones ringing. And all we're saying is, If these are known liars that lied about WMDs and lied to get us into all these wars and back the Arab Spring in Libya and Syria and Egypt and everywhere else to overthrow governments and put in radical Islamists, if they do that and have blood on their hands and lied about the Iraq war and were for the sanctions that killed 500,000 kids and let the Islamists attack Serbia and lied about Serbia launching the attack when it all came out later that Serbia didn't do it, how could you believe any of it if you have a memory and you're not Dory from Finding Dory, you know, the Disney movie? Thank God you're so stupid. Thank God you have no memory. It all goes back to that. And, you know, here's the good thing. They've miscalculated. Every time media creates new hoaxes against us and says we're the devil, we're the liars, we're the scum of the earth, people go research and they find out it's not true. And we've never seen the traffic to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com we now have got, not even during the election. Why is one headline we have running for this on Facebook, the vampires of Sandy Hook exposed or revealed? The vampires of the corporate media. Whatever happened there, one way or the other, the truth's usually in the middle. But they say, don't let a good crisis go to waste. That was the White House chief of staff when Sandy Hook happened. There's emails from Bloomberg the day before to his national anti-gun group saying, get ready to move tomorrow. It should be investigated. All I'm saying is you should investigate what really happened. Most fake mass shootings, they have shooters and then kill a patsy. We know that's happened before. They've been caught before. False flag's a household name. I tend to believe that's what happened. But real mass shootings happen. I'm not saying real kids didn't die. We've entertained the idea because the majority of people online don't believe the official story. Because they've been lied to so much and seen our government launch wars that kill millions on lies. So they kill 20-something kids? Why do I call these people vampires? It's because they've been caught lying over and over and over and over and over and over and over again to get us into big, bloody, bloodthirsty wars, and they make jokes about 500,000 dead kids, and Hillary makes jokes about, I came, I saw, he died, so you destabilize the first world country, the only one except for South Africa and the continent of Africa, and the whole thing falls apart, and then you're up there never getting in trouble, and John McCain's meeting with the Al-Qaeda ISIS rebels, and they destabilize that country. We overthrow our allies in Egypt and put ISIS and Muslim Brotherhood in charge there. They blow up basically every church in the country. Our media won't even say when Islamists are attacking us, and won't even call it Islamist and say Trump's crazy when he says it's Islamist, and all these serious things are going on, and you sit there posing like you love everybody while you're pushing abortion, while you're pushing infanticide, while you're pushing euthanasia, while you're pushing this death culture with Bill Gates saying if you kill an old lady you can hire 10 teachers. Understand that, and understand there is a hit out on InfoWars to assassinate my character by lying and creating a artificial Alex Jones, a straw man that is not me, that is an imposter, to go out there and misrepresent what's happening and what's going on and what's unfolding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We've got it done.
Mystery Space is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Science is real, is complete and total fake science. And if you understand that, you understand their entire globalist program. The Club of Rome in the 1960s was a powerful consortium of international elites. Much of their private corporate meetings was declassified in the late 1990s in a congressional data dump because they'd been interfacing with the Energy Department and different Senate and House committees. I exposed this in my film Endgame. That's End the Game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It's free online if you'd like to go watch it. It's about 2.5 hours long. Shows the documents highlighted from their internal publications. And the Club of Rome, financed by the UN and others, said, we want to promote that humans are bad and have a system that taxes energy worldwide to fund a corporate world government. We also want to be able to stifle certain countries, corporations, individuals from developing and using what we call disruptive technologies, zero-point energy and things like that that they knew were theoretically possible even in the 1960s. And, of course, were discovered in the 80s, and the media discredited all that in the 90s. It's been now proven everywhere, but it's just you never hear about it because it was a
non sequitur, non starter. You're not supposed to, you know, talk about it. But there are hundreds of different types of advanced technologies that have been developed on energy, communications, you name it. They get shelved. That's incontrovertible. That's admitted. The Club of Rome said humans have a life force. Humans have a will to survive. Humans have a will to innovate. How do we make sure under a new feudalist system, because that's the elite's favorite system, because everybody else dumb and poor, they have technology, they have advanced systems like life extension. You don't. So how do we bring in neo-feudalistic serfdom? That's their term, neo-feudalistic serfdom. You might want to go read what they said about you. They admittedly David Rockefeller funded China and Mao as an experiment. Good God. 100 million plus dead good people. 80 million under Mao. So I've actually, not a pseudo-intellectual, I've actually read the Club of Rome publications, hundreds of them. It's a periodical put out every month. I have read the CFR reports. You can read these. These are all public. Where they said, we'll geoengineer with aerosol spray to manipulate the environment over certain countries. You can just type in CFR geoengineering. You'll get it 5 years ago. But again, people like Stephen Colbert and folks that pose as newscasters, that pose as actors, that pose as newscasters, they make jokes and say, Alex Jones is crazy. He says them things up in the sky. Or it's the other guy, too. He does it, the South African guy that does the Daily Show. Oh, my God, look at them jets are spraying on
Trevor Noah.
Yeah, Trevor Noah. What is that up there? That's condensation trails, Mr. Jones. As if we don't know those aren't ice crystals. We have thousands of declassified documents, Department of Energy, admitting that they've got a $5 billion a year program that's secret, but the program is admitted, for high-altitude aerosol manipulation of the atmosphere to protect us from global warming. And you can spend 30 seconds to just type in, CFR admits geoengineering. Bill Gates runs secret government geoengineering program. Bill Gates can control hurricanes. You'll get MIT. You'll get Associated Press. You'll get Daily Mail. So that said, you have George Soros who funded the Women's March with all these Islamists putting their jibs on women. And then it turns out the other march saying hand over your tax returns was them. This is all in the news. A weirdo Nazi collaborator with millions of dollars he gives every few years to this. And they also fund as if their science, anyone that disagrees with them is against science because they speak for science. They've been saying for 20 years, nobody disagrees with man-made global warming, but kooks. But the Club of Rome thought there was about to be a cooling cycle, looking at the different sunspots and talking to astrophysicists in the 60s. So they said, let's promote global freezing. So anybody alive then knew they were saying, Ice Age by 1980. We need a global tax to cut carbon, or we'll freeze to death. They were saying, actually, accurately so, looking at some of the models, that more carbon would actually make us colder because it blocks the sun out. But then that didn't happen. So then they say, oh my God, it's global warming. And it did kind of heat in the 90s. And then for the last 17 years, it's been slightly cooling because of sunspot activity going down, solar flares going down. This is all admitted in major, astrophysicist publications. It's not debated the sun's the main driver, ladies and gentlemen. And so they said, oh, now it's climate change. If you don't believe in that, you're anti-science. I 100% believe in climate change. Change is the only constant. But again, they misrepresent what we say and what we do. We think there ain't no such thing as ice crystals from jet wings. Yeah, we do. See, they built straw men. We want to know about the admitted giant aerosol program that we've noticed hadn't been going on for the last 3 months. Little birdie told me somebody was going to kill that program. That's why they're so pissed, folks. Take a look at that sky right now. Never used to see that. Now we see that almost every day in Texas, just like before 1992, when a Nobel Prize was given to a group of scientists for a plan to add to jet fuel aluminum dioxide, barium salts, as well as barium, to create nuclei to create and darken the Earth. And you can Google, the Earth is 21% darker, the Earth is 30% darker, 20%, 21% was a decade ago. Now they say it's 30% darker. BBC, Reuters, with satellite photos of the trails blocking out the sun. But suddenly meteorologists started announcing that, a lot of meteorologists also have been on the news said, it's chaff. That's their old term for it, meaning metal. Well, yeah, it's much smaller chaff. It's microscopic chaff. Not chaff to block or create fake radar trails when your jets are coming in to drop nukes, but microchaff to actually create nuclei to form condensation where it shouldn't be. But it is condensation, but it's toxic condensation. You have oxygen, you have carbon dioxide, you have sunlight, you have water. Those are the things you need for life. And everybody knows sunlight isn't bad. Everybody knows oxygen isn't bad. Everybody knows water isn't bad. So they chose carbon dioxide because it sounds like monoxide. And then if you tax that, then you can tax the entire life cycle. And again, the Earth is at the lowest level of carbon dioxide in its entire history from ice cores that are millions of years old. You can say, oh, well, it went up a little bit in the last few decades. Yeah, it went like this. Bounced a little bit, still going down. Mars lost its atmosphere because it lost its carbon dioxide. They've done the samples now. There used to be water all over it. It lost its atmosphere. The Earth has the thinnest atmosphere it's ever had since the beginning of the planet because the volcanoes aren't as active anymore and they aren't putting out all the new gases to replenish the gases of our atmosphere. It's like biblical that we found the oil right at the time in Earth's development when our atmosphere began to get lost. And I sit here and I see them on the news every year go, hurricanes are the worst ever. You actually go to the National Weather Service and it says lowest amount of hurricanes the last 5 years. But see, they think you won't check that. Just type in lowest amount of hurricanes since the 60s, actually, in the last 5 years. But every time there's a hurricane or a dust storm, they go, it's the end of the world. Every time there's an ice storm, no one ever went through an ice storm. Of course they did. And again, they're selling a solution of putting taxes on all of our activities in carbon dioxide when only Europe and the United States and Australia have to pay the carbon taxes. China and Mexico and India and hundreds of other countries, over 160, are exempt. And the globalists have deals to move our jobs there, and they get control of the steel mills and the factories and the power plants that the globalist families own, and then they shut us off so we can't compete. And the one thing Trump's done that's absolutely key is say that's not happening anymore. And let us have our coal back, our clean coal power plants. Still can't compete with the dirty plants, but it's better than nothing. Said that we're going to have small business tax cuts. That's why there's a lot of exuberance back in the economy. He's been delivering on that. He shouldn't be going after Sheldon to help get him in office. That's a whistleblower, not a leaker. It's exposing criminal activity. And Trump's wrong on a lot of other stuff. And it's a sad thing to see, but the globalists still hate him because he's actually an American president trying to do something real and trying to transfer power back to Washington from the globalists and back to the states and the people.
And just to be clear, I'm pretty sure that Alex meant to say Assange and not Snowden, because it does appear that the Trump administration is targeting Julian Assange right now. Something I agree with Alex on. I don't think that Julian Assange should be the target. You know, other people have theorized that Assange has tried to work out a deal with certain Western intelligence agencies or powers that be, couldn't get it done, and thus led to more leaks like the CIA Vault 7 leaks. But, you know, the video was talking about fake science. Here's some fake science for you. Whenever I talk to the global warming people, whenever you talk to people who want to push global warming out there and push that narrative, you notice how when they talk about it or they talk about their science or their reasons, they never mention geoengineering. They never mention chemtrails. Think about it. If you're spraying this stuff into the atmosphere, they're talking about things in the atmosphere causing global warming, but they just completely ignore that. That's fake science. You're ignoring what...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.